Today we celebrate the feast of St. Christina of Bolsena. Bolsena is between Rome and Florence. And it's interesting because it is there in her basilica, in her tomb, in the crypt where she is buried, that one of the miracles that propelled the Pope to institute the feast of Corpus Christi took place. And, of course, it was many centuries later, almost 1,000 years later. But when a priest, they say from Bohemia, others say from Germany, came and said Mass, in the middle of the Mass, he doubted that it was really Christ, and then the host began to bleed, and they have all the linens and the blood that stayed on the marble beneath the linens. You can see that today in Bolsena, and then in the nearby Orvieto, the corporal, the great corporal, which is still preserved beautifully in the Cathedral of Orvieto. But St. Christina was a young girl who was converted. Her family was pagan, and we think she lived around the year 300. Some biographies say she was a teenager. Others say that she was as young as 10 years old. I prefer not to believe that, considering what she did. But in the meantime, her father went off. The story is very similar to that of St. Barbara. Her father went off, and in the meantime, her father had many statues of the Roman gods, silver and gold, and she broke them up and gave the gold and the silver to the poor. When the father came back, he saw that they were all gone, and of course, she admitted to what she had done. So he got the governor to condemn her and punish her severely. She was whipped mercilessly, and eventually she was to be beheaded. So we celebrate this feast of St. Christina of Bolsena. There's also another Christina who is celebrated today, Christina the Wonder Worker, and I have no notice of her for today. I tried to find her, but I didn't find her. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Christina of Bolsena. And it is also the vigil of the feast of the great apostle St. James the Greater, whose body is in Spain, in Galicia. And in Spain, already the notice has been spread again, as always, that tomorrow is a holy day of obligation. And so tomorrow is a very important day for the church. The first apostle to be killed, the brother of St. John the Evangelist, cousin of our Lord, brother of St. Jude and Simon and so forth, and John Mark. And so today is the vigil of the great feast of St. James the Greater. May these and all the saints intercede for us in all our necessities. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.